Okay.
All right. I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Do we have any public comment? All right. I see none, so we'll move on to the May minutes. Did everybody have a chance to read those? Any questions, comments? Any motion to approve?
So moved.
By Paul, second?
I second.
Who said the motion to, oh, Steve, I'm sorry. Did you get that, Devin?
Yes, although.
There's a motion and Paul seconded.
Okay.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As I hear none, approval of the minutes. All right, we will move on to the PRCC shuttle hours. Devin's gonna give us an update on that.
Yes, thank you, Terry. So as you all remember, the Blue Ridge Community College shuttles, the change was implemented on June the 5th for those new hours. So to remind you all, those new hours are for the North Shuttle, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the South Shuttle is Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30 p.m. So just to remind you all, that shored up the start time of the route to reflect the top of the hour and half hour stop times that were seen through the rest of the day. As well as reduce those evening hours from 10:30 p.m. and 11 p.m. So in addition, when we made these changes, we definitely wanted to get some public comments. So we did a pretty broad outreach campaign that included an online survey, in-person pop-up events in Stanton, Waynesboro, Stanton, Weirs Cave, and Harrisonburg, all along that route, both the south and the north. And we also had an option for folks to mail and email in comments. So a significant portion of the public feedback, there was definite understanding of cutting the hours back from that really late time. But they thought that it might not go back quite late enough with the new hours of 5:30 and 6 p.m. And that was even stranding some commuters that commute between Stanton and Harrisonburg. So our recommendation is to add an hour back into the schedule to allow those commuters and other riders being able to get and take a full trip, leaving BRCC at 5 o'clock. So this new edit to the schedule would just add in 1 hour at the very end. So the last bus of the evening would depart JMU at 5:17 and travel down to Stanton and terminate at the hub at 7 p.m., which currently the last North shuttle departs JMU at 5:17 and terminates at the college at 6, while the last South shuttle has already left BRCC at 5 p.m. So there's like a little bit of a gap there that was straining some commuters who get off right at 5, but also other riders that utilize the service in the evening. So today we're just going to ask you consensus on this change. It's a very nominal cost to add back in the time to the route to provide this extension on operations. And then, so for that, we will be using contingency funds. That's why they're there. Thank goodness we add that back in there. So we can make some last minute changes that will be for the better of the riders. So we will watch this demand and the usage through the fall. That will probably be a best indicator of folks using it, especially those that are commuting between JMU, BRCC, and Stanton. And so if it seems like the usage and demand is there, then we'll pop it back into the budget for FY25 when we start working on that. So I will go ahead and share my screen real quick so you can see the new schedule that we are proposing. Can everybody see that?
Not yet on my end. It just says Devin started screen sharing, but I don't see any document.
Yeah, mine's the same.
Likewise.
Let's give it 1 second. I think it's still loading. Can you all still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, everyone looks frozen on my share screen, so I will try to stop it because I think it does not like this at all. Oh, wait. Can you...
There it is.
There we go. It's moving about as slow as I am. So, as you can see, this bus number one will start at Blue Ridge. I guess first I'll notate that this looks pretty different from what the published schedules used to look like. So the top half would show BRCC North and the bottom half would show BRCC South. So we wanted, since we were changing the times, we decided to overhaul the brochures as well because there have been questions about it not really reflecting the way that it's run with a one seat service. So you get on in Stanton and you can go all the way to Harrisonburg paying that one fare, rather than having to switch buses and pay another fare to transfer. So we've been running that for a while. So this basically will just show in a less confusing manner what the bus is actually running with the one seat service. So the first bus will start at Blue Ridge at 7 o'clock, and these columns interchange to show the bus's travel pattern. So it starts at 7 o'clock at Blue Ridge and makes its way back up to JMU at 7:17, and it travels back down south and gets back to Blue Ridge at 8, and then it heads back down to Stanton Lewis Street Hub at 8:30. So then it continues throughout the day, and the second bus will start in Stanton at 7:30 a.m., make its way to Blue Ridge at 8, meeting this bus number one at Blue Ridge at 8 as well, and then it travels back up to JMU like the other bus does, and then comes back down to BRCC at 9, meeting bus number 1 as well. So it really kind of streamlines the brochures a little bit, and hopefully that will make it easier for passengers to understand the way the bus is traveling and the route times. So as you can see, like I was saying, the one bus will still continue to terminate at 5:30 at the Stanton Lewis Street Hub. But this last bus, instead of terminating at Blue Ridge at 6, will just continue its way back down to BRCC, continue its back way down and back up to BRCC to make that full entire trip, so folks don't get stranded and they'll be back at the Lewis Street Hub at 6:30 to end their commute. So, going back to the survey that we did, it also showed that we might need to do some revamped marketing as well, since there are some folks that probably think that the Blue Ridge Shuttle is just for Blue Ridge students. Forgetting that it's open to the public. So while we're pushing out these new brochures, we will also try to market a little bit differently so people know that it's not just beyond the student usage. So if you all have no objection to this change, we'll go ahead and move forward with implementing it on August the 1st. Somehow we always really like tight timelines around here. So Paula and I will be working on some posters to post. Anastasia will get with you about posting something at Blue Ridge in the lobby. We'll post stuff on all the buses and the shelters and online until those printed brochures are available. And also we wanted to note that this change will probably show a good faith to the public that when we do hear their concerns, they don't think that they're talking into a void, but that when we are able, we can make a positive change for them. So hopefully they will see it as that, and we'll like that we are listening to them, because I know some people, they always feel like they're just talking into a void, and oh, what I have to say won't matter, but in this case it really did matter. So hopefully for future public outreach that'll keep people engaged with us. Does anyone have any questions about adding in that hour? Paula, did I miss anything on my spiel?
No, I think you covered it pretty well. Yeah, we were just really, pleased that we got such constructive feedback from people. We were kind of worried that we might just get angry posts with nothing useful in those comments, but we really got thoughtful comments from people who completed the survey explaining to us how this would negatively impact them. And we were able to kind of capture a better understanding of what the population outside of BRCC students is using this for. I think it was a really successful public engagement experience, and we got some good information that we did try to act on.
So yeah, like Paula said, with that survey feedback, we do have a kind of general summary of all of that. So we'll send that out to you after the meeting's over so you can see some of those comments and engagement that we received from all of that.
Perfect. When will the brochures be printed?
So in an ideal world, probably mid-August, but you never know if there's a backlog on printing or if I don't get quotes in time for printing. But yeah, hopefully no later than mid-August, so we can make sure that that goes out with the new students when they come in for orientation.
All right, and you'll make sure that you put me on the list to get me some?
Yes, you're always at the top of the list, Terry.
thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that we stole all your brochures. We went out and collected all the old ones.
Oh, really?
To make sure that no one could get their hands on a brochure that still said it ran till 9 p.m. because we really were worried that somebody might find a paper copy that showed that it was going that late at night and then get themselves stranded somewhere. So even though we didn't have new ones available yet, we still thought it was a good idea to go out and collect all of the old ones to prevent that from happening. So you shouldn't have any in any of your lobbies.
I have a whole bunch in my office, and I would say that the workers have them in their office. I'll send out an email to make sure that they discard that and they note the change. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
All right. Any other comments or questions?
So there was, go ahead, Stephen. Is anyone else having trouble hearing Steve?
We can't hear you.
We can't hear you, Stephen.
Thought about printing out sheet schedules that us.
Oh yeah, we'll probably do it that as well. I'll go ahead and print out a copy and just have the bus drivers have a few of those on hand. Thank you. So I just want to make sure there's general consensus that you all are fine with this extra hour before we close this out. Okay. Thank you all.
We'll move on to updates, the Title IV plan update, Devin.
Yes, Title VI plan. So I just wanted to give you all a quick status update on that. Thank you again for releasing that for public comment back in May. Just a reminder that these Title VI plans describe the measures that we take to ensure compliance with non-discrimination. So the draft plan was released for public comment on May 26th, and the CSPDC Board of Commissioners approved the plan at their June 20th meeting. So now that we have the approval from the board, the plan has been sent off to our Civil Rights Office in Region 3, and we will wait for their review and concurrence on that plan.
All right, any questions or comments on that? All right, we'll move on to Paula for an update with the Lewis Hub rehabilitation.
The Lewis Street Hub rehab project is moving along quite quickly. We received the 60% design to review from our engineers a couple weeks ago, and we participated in a value engineering workshop with DRPT and our consultants, which was really helpful to help kind of find any efficiencies that we could in the project or to identify what the purpose was. It's like a checkpoint to go back to make sure that what you're developing and what you're designing actually meets the very basic needs of the project. So that was a really cool experience to go through, and we are now getting ready to meet with the City of Stanton's Historic Review Commission at the end of July. That will be the next step before we can pursue sending in final plans to the city for their official approval. And so right now we're just waiting for that meeting on July 25th. And hopefully after that meeting, we will have a better idea of when construction might start happening. The biggest time factor in this whole process is how long it will take to get the city's review and sign off, and then how long it'll take us to go out to bid. So once we feel confident or comfortable that we know when we'll be able to put that out to bid, we can give you guys a better idea of how long before there's any kind of actual activity happening out there. But we're really excited to see how it's coming together. I think it's going to be a great asset to the downtown area and to the Bright system, and we'll keep you posted.
All right. Thank you, Paula. Any questions or comments? All right. We'll move on to a mobile data collection system update by Devin.
Yes. I feel like I gave you all the same update, but we can see the light at the tunnel for getting under contract with the bidder that put in a bid for the mobile data collection system. So actually just updated those milestones for Steven on his end, so we can move forward with a grant extension on that. But it was unexpected delays that kept us from getting under contract with them. So now that we see the light at the end of the tunnel with revising services agreements, I think we'll be good to go to get under contract and then get on their schedule for fall implementation and installation.
Perfect. Any questions? Comments? Okay. Afton Express update, Paula?
I think Devin and I are just playing presentation ping pong here, just going back and forth. I'll give you guys kind of the same update we get every month with Afton. The numbers are rising each month. We're excited to see that. Last month, we hit a record high of 93 trips in a single day. So we are seeing new faces, new people are joining and starting to ride, and they're riding regularly. So those numbers are sustained. We are going to start including those Afton Express stats in the Bright Buzzes that you guys will get. If you recall, at the last meeting, we talked about shifting those Bright Buzz reports to an every other month basis so that you'll have an update in between months that we meet here for BTAP. So the next one you receive will have Afton Express numbers included in that. So hopefully you guys can stop having to listen to me give you the same verbal update every single month. But we will add that out there so that you'll have something you can share with your stakeholders, you know, if you want to share that PDF with them rather than having to try to remember everything we tell you in these meetings. Other than that, we've been operations as usual. We've been doing some extended marketing and participated in the Groovin' at the Greenway concert series in downtown Waynesboro. Devin and I went out and met with people during the concert, and we had a prize wheel and some giveaways. I think it went pretty well, except for the fact that we did not anticipate how many children would be excited about a prize wheel, and also not super excited about winning a bus fare card. So we learned our lesson that next time we should maybe bring some of the Bright Frisbees with us. But it was really nice to be able to get out there and meet with people and have more, you know, exposure. I think we're still hearing that our number one mechanism of advertisement is word of mouth. So people ride the Afton Express and then tell all their friends and neighbors about it. So the more that we can get that face-to-face contact with people, I think we'll you know, make a good effort towards growing the service. We'll do some more marketing this summer with the University of Virginia, and then we'll do our regular marketing kind of circuit in the late summer and fall with all of the back to school orientations, and then with Discover Transit Month in September. So probably no more news from me for the rest of the summer. I'll probably give you a similar update at the next month's meeting, but all good news.
All right. Great. Thank you, Paula. Any questions or comments? All right. Steve, do you have a contractor update? Why does your screen say Rita?
I'm trying it on. See how I figure. Noticed it's lowercase too, so that's for effect. We continue to see numbers rise. We're certainly not at the 2019 numbers. Everybody took a drastic dip, but we are seeing increased activity. So some of the areas that we saw a lot of expansion of ridership would be the Stanton demand, which is seeing a really large build. That was about 35%. Northwest is about 15, circulated around 11-12%, so those are good numbers. Afton was 38. At some point, those numbers will probably level off, and that made the overall for the whole system, Afton included, at about 10%, so that's pretty good. We've noticed that out on the buses. We've had more folks, at the areas loading, moving back and forth, so that's always a good thing. We're not currently looking for drivers. If the ideal candidate would walk in the door, we would certainly, entertain bringing them on, but we're not out there actively looking. We've kind of gotten to a point where we feel good. The operations team's not driving as much every now and then, but certainly not like we were before. Actually, for the last 3 years, haven't done a lot of vacations in the operation team, so everybody has at least gotten one vacation and others are scheduled, so that's always a good thing. Kind of refresh their minds and give them an opportunity to get away. So we're talking to drivers and how we feel good about that. We've got one out on FMLA, so not causing any problems as far as scheduling or having to jump through hoops or anything to cover that. And finally, you may or may not know, we had a bus fire on Friday. I don't get Valley news. I'm in the Roanoke area, so I didn't make it on my time. But anyway, had an electrical fire on the bus. The driver did a really good job, pulled it off the road, Frontier Drive, pulled down at the entrance of Sheets, not in by the fuel pumps, but in the entrance. And fire and rescue were there really quick, got everybody off, moved away from the scene. Roy and I went over, took a spare bus, went over, made an assessment. So it was all over in about an hour. So from the time we got the call to the time we made it back and sent a little note to Devin. So we imagine that bus is going to be totaled. So there isn't much you can do for that. But we've got some spares. We've gotten a few extra buses and we kept some back. So it's not going to have any kind of impact on service, or we're not going to have a shortage of vehicles or anything like that. So that's what we got. We're doing good, and I feel good about it. So WRRC, I mentioned that. Your folks are, setting a bad example for everybody else. They are there on time, back and forth. So good to see them out there, and appreciate the business and increased support from y'all.
I was going to say, I'll give a context to that. So we have been working with Mike and WWRC. They will be utilizing Afton Express for their students and clients, which opens up, I know, a lot more opportunities for their training for their students. So we're really excited to see those students on the bus because they are model citizens. So we worked that into their MOA, so they'll get fare cards throughout the year for their students.
Yes, thank you guys for your partnership. That's meaningful for our folks to be able to access training opportunities across the mountain. So thank you.
Yep. That's all I had.
All right, perfect. Any questions or comments? All right. Any other business we need to discuss?
I don't believe so. I will just one final thing. Mike Norval from Bay Transit is able to come give you all a presentation about microtransit via Zoom. He is in Warsaw, so that's a pretty long drive, as Paul and I found out a few months ago. So I just wanted to ask you all if you prefer September or November for that presentation. Or if it doesn't matter, I'll just go eeny, meeny, miny, moe. We'll go ahead and do September since he's on Zoom, and we'll keep our lunch and end of year meeting light. topic-wise.
All right, perfect. Anything else? All right, our next meeting will be September the 13th.
And that will be in person.
Okay.
Except for Mike.
Okay. And I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 2:57. Thank you all for attending. Have a great afternoon.
Yes, thank you all.
Everyone. We'll probably report after the meeting.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
A good day.
Recording stopped.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.